Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's get some treats. Chrissy Gibson, owner of Take the Cake. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good. So, Chrissy, I'm not sure. I think the summer is ending outside here as we speak, but we are sticking with it. This is what we've got. So
you
we're going to work with
here.
It. And we're going to keep things summery. So you've got some kind of cooling, nice summery treats and desserts and stuff. So listen, can we start with making your own ice cream? I feel there's a pressure on people to make their own ice cream these days. And it's a nice idea, but it's a lot of hassle to do it properly, isn't it?
Well, because you need one specific appliance, and that is an ice cream maker, which not everyone has. However, the good news is there is a way to make ice cream that does not require an ice cream maker. And that is,
yes,
to first make your whipped cream. Okay, so you're making your whipped cream with whatever you'd like, sugar, hopefully some icing sugar, and maybe just a tad of vanilla extract. And if you want a fruity ice cream...
So you're literally whipping cream
you,
first.
You do that
as
first,
normal,
and
right?
You set it aside in the fridge.
Okay.
Let's say we're making strawberry ice
okay.
cream. You'll cook up your strawberries on the hob with a bit of sugar and let those boil and then set them aside to cool. And once they've cooled, you can add that to your cream and blend it up, not with an electric appliance, just fold it in and put that in a loaf container in your freezer, and that's it.
Amazing. So it's frozen whipped cream, essentially, with the
and
fruit
surprisingly,
in it. So it's going to be a really creamy ice cream.
The texture is just the same as a normal ice cream. There's also a way to do that with rhubarb and raspberries. You just spread them out on a sheet for the oven, bake them for about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so until they get roasted, and then you let that cool and add that to your cream. And I have provided a recipe for your website so that if people want to try this at home.
On the website. Okay, so that's ice cream made easy. Something simple for the kids then, of course. Ice pops, even less effort, like
so easy.
Yeah,
and you can get the molds for those just about anywhere. I know they're in the middle aisle right now. And you know, a great thing to put in there is, you know, not just Ribena or fruit juice, but you can make a smoothie, whatever you like, and fill your ice pops with those. You know, okay. And your kids will tell you what they want. But
so it can be semi healthy kind of thing, and we'll come to smoothies in a minute. So
and that makes a nice texture of an ice pop as well.
Yes, okay, and then you can make a little grown up version of an ice pop as well, maybe.
Why not?
Yeah.
How about a mojito ice pop with some fresh mint, fresh lime, and just maybe a shot of rum?
I like it. And I presume you mind the measures in this, like, because people are just going to be there just having an ice pop. Like,
well, you don't...
You're going to knock them over.
Yeah, no, you don't want to add too much of the rum because, you know, you'll end up with a slushy ice pop. You know, alcohol doesn't freeze the same way that water does. So you'll want to maybe just add a shot or two. And
a shot or two. I like it.
Maybe,
you're American, right?
Yeah. Maybe just a pint.
You like a shot. Okay. Now, you have, if we don't want to make our own ice cream, we buy ice cream in the shop. You have a way of kind of tweaking it up into something a bit extra, I guess, with an easy bake ice cream pie. So we make our own base on this.
Oh, yes? That could not be easier. And it's delish. And this is a crowd pleaser. So I'm glad you brought it up. It's an Oreo cookie crust. Okay, so you take 2.5, you can use any chocolate wafer cookie, and you take 2.5 sleeves of that, so that's about 35 cookies. You add 1/4 of a pound of butter, so that's, you divide your block of butter into 4 pieces, and you use that. That's about 115 grams. You melt the butter, you grind your chocolate wafer cookies in a food processor, or you can crush them up in a bag with a rolling pin.
Okay.
And you blend those up until you have a smooth blend of just wet-looking crumbs, dark crumbs. Now, you'll take your pie pan and you'll press that up inside of the pie pan and shape it to make a nicely shaped pie crust. Put that in the freezer, let it sit. Then you get to pick your favorite ice cream. I personally like I like honeycomb. And you just set it out on the counter for a little while, let it get a little bit soft so that you can, you know, move it around your pie crust. Once your ice cream is a little bit soft, you fill your pie crust with that, pop it back into the freezer, and let it get firm. You'll slice that up for your family. They will love it. Serve it with a bit of freshly whipped cream, or maybe some salted caramel sauce. But if you're more of a mint chocolate chip person, I wouldn't suggest the salted caramel sauce.
You're my kind of person. Like, some people would think putting whipped cream on ice cream was de trop, but like
you said, I'm American.
Nothing doesn't benefit from more whipped cream.
The more
is caramel sauce an easy thing to make our own, or just buy it?
You know something? Totally, you should make your own. It is so good, and I believe I've also shared that recipe with you so that your listeners can give it a go.
Okay.
You know, that's basically butter, cream, light muscovado sugar, and then you're going to finish it off with a bit of cheap whiskey and vanilla extract.
Perfect. Okay, that's on the website. So you don't need to get involved in cans of condensed milk and all this kind of
stuff.
No.
The cream and the butter take care of that.
The cream and the butter take care of everything. So what about smoothies then? And obviously, let's try and make the smoothies slightly healthier, but also make them kind of sweet enough for everyone to enjoy them.
Sure. Well, that's the great thing about smoothies is that they can be so healthy. And it's a great way for me to get things into my kids that they might not otherwise want to take. Like I always add something to my smoothies, like flax seeds, linseeds, chia seeds, raw porridge oats. Adding one or two tablespoons of that to your blender while you're mixing up your smoothie is always a good way to go, because not only does it help the texture of the smoothie, but it adds so much more nutrition. So basically, when you're making a smoothie, you start with whatever you like, whether it's full-fat milk, low-fat milk, soy milk, oat milk. You do about a cup of that per person. And then you always want to add something frozen, whether it's frozen berries or frozen bananas. Do you know, I like to, once my bananas start to go brown and nobody touches them anymore, I'll peel them, slice them up, pop them in a baggie into the freezer. And will they go brown in the freezer? Yes, but it's fine. Once they go brown, they're actually sweeter. You might have noticed before that a really ripe banana is sweeter than a green banana, for example. So you want to add something frozen, whether it's berries or banana. One banana, say, per smoothie. And then whatever berries you like. In smoothies, I love strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. In the autumn, when we start to see blackberries come out, those are great too.
Okay, but what, probably most people have some kind of mix of frozen berries in the freezer, like that'll do fine, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And you do want to add some honey, like you mentioned, to make it sweet. And this is to taste. My kids do like a sweeter smoothie. So, you know, start with a tablespoon and then make that to taste.
So you've 30 seconds left to tell me about, this is kind of an American thing, and I think it's come in here now, and it's the best idea ever, which is like an ice cream sandwich. We grew up here with humble wafers. But like, stick two cookies on either side of it, make it even better. What's the best cookie to use?
And you know, if you don't feel like baking your own cookies, no problem. You know that store we all love so much with the middle aisle? They've got a lovely bakery section, and they sell freshly baked cookies in little brown bags that are a fabulous size.
You would
size.
Get them in all the stores, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Great shape and size for a cookie an ice cream cookie sandwich.
Yeah, and you could probably dip that in a bit of chocolate as well if you want.
Certainly could.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe there could be whipped cream involved as well. Chrissy Gibson, I really enjoyed that. You're actually an excellent, clear communicator about how to do things. It was really, really good. I think
a lot
of people will go, I feel I got that there. And if they didn't, all up on the website anyway. Thank you, Chrissy Gibson. And that is all we have time for today.